910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. In a social media post, President Trump has issued a commutation for former New York Congressman George Santos, who was ousted from Congress by House colleagues in 2023 after an ethics investigation. Santos pleaded guilty to fraud and identity theft and admitted he lied to Congress and collected unemployment checks he did not need and defrauded donors. The government shutdown is headed into another week with furloughed workers feeling the pinch of missing paychecks. Peter Ferrugia works for the CDC and is also a union leader in the Atlanta, Georgia area.
I was able to pay my rent this month, but otherwise, I don't know how I'm going to be able to pay the rest of my bills for the month. And if the shutdown ends up dragging into potentially November, then I won't have any money to pay rent in November.
After a meeting with Ukraine's President Zelensky, President Trump says he's weighing whether to provide Ukraine with long-range Tomahawk missiles to battle Russia. This is ABC News.
If you've ever found yourself driving down a quiet back road and thought, this feels special, you might be on one of our state's rustic roads.
The program was created by the legislature back in 1973. It's really a unique local-state partnership.
Officials wanted people by car, bike, motorcycle, or even on foot to enjoy the natural beauty. The first rustic road designated in Taylor County 50 years ago this month.
There's 124 roads that have been designated rustic roads in Wisconsin in 62 different counties, and it spans over 784 miles.
Each rustic road is unique, rolling past farmland through forests or covering rugged terrain. And the speed limit tops out at 45 miles an hour, sometimes even slower. It's not about getting anywhere fast. This slice of Wisconsin reveals sometimes the best part of the journey is the road itself. I'm Terry Baugh.
For WBZH and WHSM News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development is warning residents that its job support programs aren't receiving any federal funding during the ongoing government shutdown. According to agency officials, about 75% of their budget comes from federal sources. They're using carryover federal dollars and some state funding to keep their programs running for now, but without additional federal funding, some workforce initiatives could shut down. Officials are also expressing concerns about agricultural workers obtaining visas for next year. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is encouraging residents to attend one of around 50 educational events next week honoring International Bat Week. According to a press release, 4 of the 8 species of bat found in Wisconsin are considered threatened. DNR officials say conservation efforts over the past decade have helped the bat populations begin to rebound. Event locations and tips for helping the bat population from home, like building your own bat house or using native plants in your yard, are available on the DNR website. The Rice Lake Area School District is inviting residents to participate in their local Empty Bowls event this month. The 8th iteration of the annual event will be held on October 30th at the Rice Lake High School cafeteria from 4:30 p.m. to 7 p.m. The funding...
Another loss for the Brewers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. In the National League Series, the Dodgers down the Brewers again, this time 3-1. And to make matters worse, Milwaukee slugger Jackson Chourio had to leave the game in the 7th inning, re-injuring his strained right hamstring. Pat Murphy with the update.
Chourio has had continual cramps in his hamstring. He feels like he's going to be okay, so I'm hopeful.
So the Brewers down now 3-0. Game 4 is tonight. Football, the Badgers and Ohio State Buckeyes kick off at 2:30 tomorrow afternoon at Camp Randall Stadium. The Packers play the Cardinals in Arizona on Sunday. NBA, the Bucks getting ready for their season opener next week.
You know, you got 5 days, get your legs back under you, get back into a great spot mentally, physically, and then it's time to roll. Once the season starts, the first 10, 11 games, like every other day or something like that. So I think it's vital that guys get their legs up under them, get their win back and things like that.
That's the Bucks' Bobby Portis with Sports on Mike Clemens.
You're listening to 96.9 WBZH, Hayward's home for Matt and Air on Air, weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear and a low in the mid-40s tonight. Increasing clouds and breezy tomorrow, a high in the low 60s. Maybe a shower as we look into tomorrow night, then we'll look for sunshine to return on Sunday, breezy and a high in the mid-50s. It's 67 right now.
This is Robert Pilot, host of Native Roots Radio. On our show, we talk about Native issues like treaties, protecting Mother Earth, and holding our elected officials accountable. You'll also hear from Turtle Island voices like Arvina Martin, State Representative Heather Keeler, Ruth Anna Buffalo, Dr. Anthony Stately, State Senator Mary Kunish, Robert Lilligren, and Bob Blake. Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Native Roots Radio, weeknights at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station.
Join me, Tom Hartman, each and every weekday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for the Tom Hartman Program right here on Civic Media. I talk about the issues that all Wisconsinites can get behind, from unrigging our economy so it works for all of us, not just the billionaire class, to improving our representative government, to delivering on the promise of we the people. Tune in middays right here on your local Civic Media station from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for the Tom Hartman Program. Tag, you're it.
Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. After a very disconcerting and busy news and sports weekend, we will sit down and discuss it all with our friend and colleague of Matt Nair on Air, Jay and Matt Nair. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4. This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a man barely 6 feet tall, but a mountain of muscle, Pete Schwabba.
Hey, hey! Welcome to Nightlight, ladies and gentlemen. Mountain of muscle. I'm trying to get there. I'm trying to work out.
You got this.
You think so?
You got this.
Oh, this woman, this poor woman is walking by the station and she just had surgery and she started telling me all about it. It's like, she just walked by the window and I'm like, oh, I don't know if, just please don't go into detail. Like, she's kind of looked like she wanted to really share, you know? It's like, no. Just, I wish you well. Let's leave it. I don't want to hear about someone's surgery that I don't barely know. You know what I mean? Like, if I know somebody, sure. Yeah.
You know, just stay away from the details.
Exactly.
I don't need to know where they went, where they put a knife in you.
Where they surgered. Hey, yeah. I'm Pete Schwabba. Great to have you with me tonight, wherever you're joining us from in the state, on this absolutely gorgeous fall summer day here in the state of Wisconsin. At least it's gorgeous in Green Bay. I'm sure it's gorgeous where you are. And if it wasn't, or if you had a crappy day, kick back, turn on the radio and kick your feet up and have some fun with us tonight. We're going to be talking about all the things we love: movies, TV, comedy, Wisconsin, music. It's a bar band Friday night, ladies and gentlemen. Terry Barr will make anyone transition into the weekends, will make anyone's transition into the weekend that much more joyous. She's so much fun to have on the show. She's here at 7:35, bringing new music and really fun conversation, typically. How do you know Terry? Do you know Terry's doing well? Is she having a good week?
I think so. Maybe not because of the Brewers, but...
Oh, that's right. She's never come on the show, though, and been grumpy, right?
No, I think even if the Brewers lose tonight, she'll still be...
That's just who she is. Yeah. But I will say this, the Brewers... they're not doing well, and Ace Frehley died, and she's a huge Kiss fan. So she might be in a bad mood. Well, we might have to cheer her up, but we'll do that. We could do that for our pal Terry Barr at 7:35. And then we've got at 6:35 the host of New Wisco Weekend, and she is the Northeast Wisconsin Bureau Chief when it comes to news here at Civic Media. Lisa Hale will be here. We're going to talk about, well, she's watching a couple new shows that I want to talk to her about. And last time she was here, probably about 6 weeks ago, we talked about Dexter, and she's a huge Dexter fan. Like, she, literally, like, Lisa defines fandom because she's read the Dexter books, I think, more than once, the whole series, and she's seen all the shows. So I'm done now, and I want to talk to Lisa about that. But we're also going to find out she's been watching some scary movies, the new NCIS spinoff, and the new Matlock. So we'll talk to Lisa and find out what she's watching. Maybe she can give you something. Maybe she can give us a good referral. So that will be fun. Two great guests tonight. Serious girl power coming to you tonight on Nightlight. And as usual, on the other side of the glass is Conrad Krieger. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good.
Yeah. Any golf today?
No golf today. You had to do a couple things, you know, here and there.
Yeah.
Still got some activity, though, so that's all that matters.
Yeah. So what,
I wish it was outside.
What does a guy your age though do when you say got some things done? Like, do you have a side hustle?
No. I had to record a couple different shows. You know.
Oh, that's right.
So
Jim Schmidt's show, Lean Local.
That was recorded earlier.
The sports
Rational Revolution and the sports show. Make the call tomorrow at 7 a.m. Also is now available on civicmedia.com.
Fantastic. You could pepper your whole weekend with great shows too. See, the Civic Media programming does not stop come Friday night at 8 o'clock. You've got the Dr. Kristen Lierley show.
Yes.
You've got New Wisco Weekend. You and I are both contributors to that. And we'll talk to Lisa about that. You've got Make the Call, a great sports show on the weekend too, that Conrad's a part of. So.
And, you know, we had the other guys on the show the other week. So Parker Olson and Greg Anderson.
It was fun.
Of course, sports director Jimmy Cuska.
We did not have Jimmy on the show.
Yeah, well, he wasn't on, but he is on Make the Call.
You know, can we get Jimmy on next week? We haven't had him on in a long time.
You know, he is also a football coach, so he's been pretty busy. But I think maybe we could ask,
let's just see what he says. We got an opening, I think maybe Wednesday night, Con. Keep that on the down low.
Okay.
So we'll do that. We'll talk to, we'll see if we can get Jimmy Cuscon. Anyway, check out all of those shows, folks, over the weekend. Great shows here at Civic Media, even through the weekend. So check them out. But listen, I haven't complained too much lately about driving in. No, be fair. I mean, listen, I'll be the first to admit, other drivers drive me bananas.
Yeah.
Today, I'm on Broadway in Green Bay. I'm almost here. I got a guy right on my tail. And he's got the no muffler, you know, obviously compensating for something. He's right on my tail. So I'm taking my time. I'm like, this guy can wait. I'm not going to pull up and tailgate the guy in front of me just to let this guy. So whatever. So I start to turn. I go to turn onto, what is it, Main Street out here. As I'm turning, this guy passes me on the right, which I was expecting him to do, but then weaves back in and passes the guy in front of me on the left and makes the left turn.
Really?
I was, okay, and here's where I'm going with this. Yeah, he's crazy. Here's the kind of guy you don't want to yell at if he's driving and he pulls a move like this. He's probably in his 60s or 70s, white hair, no shirt, rocking the moobs. That's man boobs for those of you scoring at home. And he just looked kind of crazy. His mouth was open in a weird way. Like this guy. And then he went like 60 miles an hour down Main Street. Where is this guy going without a shirt that he's in a hurry?
I don't know.
A mosh pit? Like to smoke some weed? Like what are you in such a... How are you that age without a shirt? And you're gunning it and you're risking other people's lives. Where are you going to? And if you have any ideas, folks, let me know where you think this guy was going. Phone lines are open, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. I'm just saying, like, I he's probably just crazy or was drunk. But the speeding I don't get. You're not wearing a shirt. Where are you in a hurry to?
Do you think he's just going grocery shopping?
I really got to get there. I need toilet paper in the world's worst way.
Now, if you're...
I need some dog food. What's he doing?
If you're a grocery store, do you let that guy in?
No. No shoes, no shirt, no service. I had a friend, my buddy Chris is a sheriff in Marinette County, and he was telling me about a guy who went into the grocery store and had a shirt on and had shoes on, and that was it. And he was prepared.
I get it.
When they said something, he's like, I got shoes. You have to... You know, maybe go the extra mile these days.
No shirt, no pants.
Yeah, that's the important one. I don't care if, I mean, I ideally he's wearing a shirt and shoes. Anyway, that just really irritated me. But I'm not going to lip off, as we say here in Wisconsin, to that guy, because I think he might have been a little crazy. I just don't do anything anymore.
You just give him the thumbs up.
Yeah, well done, buddy. Get there. When I think back when I was younger and I actually flipped people off, like if they flipped me off or whatever, I'd give them the look. And now it's like, nope, I don't do it at all. Not taking the chance. You don't know who's, it's not worth it.
You know, I today I did give a thumbs up. I didn't flip off. I don't do that anymore. I used to when I was younger.
Did you really?
Yeah. But now, like it's just scary. You don't know who's on the other
side.
You
don't know.
But this guy, like, almost hit me because he didn't turn his left blinker on going into the left lane.
Ooh.
And I saw him. I'm like, I had to stop.
Right.
And then went to the right lane. And then he started going really slow. And I just passed him. And I just give him a big thumbs up. Like, great driving, buddy.
Well done. You could go pro, sir. Hey, speaking of Ace Frehley and Terry Barr coming by tonight, that kind of ties in with our question of the night. So let's get to the Nightlight question of the night.
Let's talk about the question.
Okay, question.
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 Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Hey, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
This will be a good one. What rock band or musician is really overrated? I can't believe it's taken me a year and a half, almost 2 years, to get to this question, because whenever I'm at an eatery, a diner, you know, we hear bands all the time. We're like, I don't know, as you get older, you're just like, why is this band? Why did they take off? So let us know. Is there a rock band or a musician you think is really overrated? Let me know. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. You can also text us on the app. Or if you're watching the radio on the stream, drop us a comment in the chat there. And give us a like or a follow if you're up for it, folks. As you're telling us what band you think is really overrated. Did you, let's you and I start in the
middle. Yeah.
You go first, Con.
I said Taylor Swift.
Really?
I just don't get the appeal to her music. I never really liked it. Besides like one song.
So you're not a Swiftie.
I wouldn't say.
Wait, what's the song? I don't even know one of her. Oh, Shake It Off, I know.
I don't even, it's the Romeo and Juliet, maybe, I think it's called.
I don't know. I don't know her music, but I like her. Is that weird? And not like,
I mean,
she's pretty. I'm not saying that. I'm saying like, I like that she takes control of her. I love what she did buying her music back. Very savvy. She seems cool. She gives a lot of her money away. I got no problem with Taylor
Swift. I'm not saying her as like a person I don't like. I'm just saying I don't like her music.
No,
and I think it's overrated.
Just defending one of my exes. Sorry. okay, that's a good one. I might get some pushback on this. Hall & Oates and Bon Jovi.
Bon Jovi's great, man. Just kidding. I only know one song.
No, they've got some nice songs. I'm not saying they weren't, but really it's mostly Hall & Oates. Because some of it, like Rich Girl, Your Kiss Is On My List, they're so like simplistic. I don't know. Maneater's pretty cool. Anyway, I think they're very overrated. But let us know what you think, folks. We can have a discussion on this as the show goes on, as we often do here at Nightlight. Dave on the stream says Coldplay. I noticed somebody else said Coldplay, too, on the social media responses. And he says the Beatles. I don't get it. I get it. He might be joking, too. But I think a lot of people lately are like, a friend of mine posted recently, the Stones are 10 times better than the Beatles. And that's a good take. I can go with that. But let us know what you think, folks. And this is fun. We've got a bar band Friday night and a music question. So you can't beat that. We've established Conrad does not like Taylor Swift. And
her music. You know, she's a great fit for Travis Kelce, okay?
Oh, yeah, that's kind of... They are quite a pair, I will say that. He seems like a good guy. He's kind of obnoxious.
No, actually, I don't like the Chiefs at all.
Yeah.
But I don't mind Travis Kelce.
Yeah, same. That's a good take. I don't mind him or his brother. I think they're both entertaining. They both seem like good dudes. I like when I watch football and I see fire. Like whether it was Tom Brady or Travis Kelce. I like those guys, or Caleb Williams even, or like Aaron Rodgers used to do. Jordan Love, not fiery, cool as ice, man. That guy.
Cool, calm, and cool.
He does not lose his cool.
No, he doesn't.
Which is probably good if you're his teammate, but as a fan, I like seeing some fire.
You know what's yesterday, Aaron Rodgers, after a touchdown, got tackled by his offensive lineman. Celebrating, and he got so mad at him. It was so funny.
Such a diva. All right, we're coming back, folks. We'll read some of your texts, and I'm going to tell you a really cool story about Michael J. Fox. This is Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to WBZH, Hayward's home for the Todd Allbald Show.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation just announced the official start date for one of its biggest ever construction projects, the I-94 East-West Project, which will reconstruct and widen a 3.5-mile stretch of interstate highway in the city of Milwaukee and Milwaukee County. This is a massive project with an estimated cost of more than $1.7 billion. And with this official start date announced also came estimates for how long this will take. Construction is expected to last until 2030. At the Recombobulation Area, this project is something we've covered extensively, including with an award-winning four-part series called Expanding the Divide. It might be worth revisiting that series and considering how unnecessary and expensive an extra lane is and how in southeastern Wisconsin, we're going to be dealing with construction and delays for the next 8 years in order to shave a few minutes off suburban commute times while the city streets and city problems go ignored once again.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Teachers are diverse, skilled leaders, innovating to prepare students for our fast-changing world. Teaching shapes lives. Are you ready? Explore teaching at teach.org, supported by the U.S. Department of Education and 1 million teachers of color.
Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
Welcome back. This is Nightlight. I am Pete Schwabba. I've got a lot to watch this weekend.
Going to see anything?
I think I'm going to go see that movie Roofman, finally. I was going to see it last weekend, but it was so gorgeous. Although now tomorrow's supposed to be 70 degrees outside.
I'm thinking about going outside and golfing tomorrow.
Tomorrow's the day to do it. Sunday's supposed to rain. I'll probably go see the movie then if I can coordinate it with my my sports viewing. But yeah, I want to see that. I want to see The Lost Bus on Apple TV, that Matthew McConaughey movie about saving the kids. Have you seen that? Oh, you don't have Apple TV anymore.
Did that just come out?
A couple weeks ago, maybe, yeah.
Oh,
and it got good reviews. So I got that, Roofman. I do want to see One Battle After Another again. And I've got two episodes of Slow Horses to catch up on, which I'm very excited about. This is funny because your frame of reference, like Ben Reiser was on the show the other night. We were talking about One Battle After Another.
Yeah.
And there is a very funny scene where Leonardo DiCaprio, who's in a bathrobe and is a stoner, and 20 years later gets called into action by his revolutionary group and can't remember the password. So he's yelling at the guy. And he's stoned, and he's, like, just trying to do his best to get it together and help his daughter. And he's running on a rooftop following these skateboarders who are like, come follow us, we'll help you out. And then he falls off the roof, like, 35. It's really funny. And he kind of they make it plausible, like he kind of bounces off of something and falls down. But it's a really funny scene. And someone said that would have killed him. And I said, no, it wouldn't have, because I had a friend named Marty Miller in high school who fell 30 feet off a scaffolding on the stage. He was putting up a set decoration.
Oh my.
Building the set, and he fell and he only broke his wrist. Like,
wow.
It was painful, but I mean, you can fall from 6 feet and kill yourself if you land funny, you know? But
yeah, I mean, I landed weird when I was snowboarding and I barely got off the ground and I broke my clavicle almost in half. Like,
clavicle is such a funny word.
Yeah, it really,
that's your collarbone, right?
It's the part like, you know. Mm.
Yeah, that's that, and that's my point. Like you can kill yourself at a much smaller altitude, but this was just reminding me of this horrible accident. This friend of mine. I'm glad I didn't see it because he was fine. 30 feet off a scaffolding, just broke his wrist.
I mean, that's some good luck right there.
I know. But I do want to see that again, and I might want to take Ben Reiser's advice and see it on a big, like a 70-millimeter screen if I can find something like that before it leaves. Let's get to some social media responses here on our question of the night, which is name a band that's really overrated or musician. I just asked that not in question form. What rock band or musician is really overrated in your opinion? Conrad said Taylor Swift. I say Hall & Oates. Rob Momartz. I like Rob. He was here the other...
Yeah.
Last week. A lot of fun getting to know Rob last week. He says Kanye West. Now, that's interesting.
I'd say his older stuff is really great.
That's the same thing my son says. He's like, he was brilliant.
Now it's just garbage.
Oh, he's insane. Chris Anderson on social media says U2. Gotta disagree there. Thank you, Chris. Alan Whitebird says Kiss. We'll bring that up with Terry Barr. See what Terry has to say about that. Those might be fighting words, Alan, but I respect your opinion. I have to say, when it comes to Kiss, I think they had some great songs. They had a great gimmick. They didn't show their face for 10 years.
Didn't they just randomly show it in a music video?
I don't remember how it happened, to be honest with you, but I really like some of their songs. I mean, I know it was a gimmick. But Amanda Nimmer says, Beastie Boys. I could go with that. I like two songs of theirs. Tony Lorino says, Coldplay. Another Coldplay. Same as Dave on the stream. And then Chris Moreau, Civic Media's own. Also, U2. And Rich Vargas, Rush. All right. We are off to a great start here. Some of these are outstanding. I saw this I saw this book. Michael J. Fox has a new book out. How would you like to be the guy who was fired from Back to the Future as the lead actor? Eric Stoltz, a great actor, played Rocky in Mask, was in Fast Times at Ridgemont High, was in a couple of the John Hughes films, maybe Pretty in Pink or one of those films. Really good career. He's had a great career. I don't think he's starving by any means, but he was the guy. He was Marty McFly, and Robert Zemeckis fired him. And I don't know why. I do remember reading that a long time ago. But in Michael J. Fox's book, he reveals that he reached out to Stoltz and said, hey, I'd just like to talk to you. This is like 20 years after. I'd just like to talk to you. But if you tell me to take a hike and shut up and never want to see me, I totally get that too. But they met. And Michael J. Fox had nothing but great things to say about Eric Stoltz. I'm sure Eric Stoltz was like, yeah, I would have rather not have been fired and made millions of dollars in residuals, plus the salary, although they probably paid him and sent him on his way. And they had to increase the budget on Back to the Future by $3 to $4 million, this article said, because Michael J. Fox was more expensive at the time. He was on Family Ties. But I just think that's such a cool story. Like, I've always liked Eric Stoltz. And Michael J. Fox said that the response he got from Eric Stoltz was like, no, he goes, I'm glad you reached out. Let's get together. And they finally did, and now they're friends, and it's really cool. But how would you, I mean, I don't know if I could ever let that go.
Yeah, that's, I mean, he's had some other movies at least. It's not like
it
was his only one.
No, and he was in Pulp Fiction too, actually. We got a Pulp Fiction clip, don't we?
Yeah, we do.
All right, so maybe we'll fire that up tonight, too. It's not with Eric Stoltz, though. But it is a Bar Band Friday night, folks. Terry Barr is here at 7:30, and Lisa Hale will be here after the news. We're going to talk. I finally finished Dexter and some of the spinoffs. We'll talk about that. We're going to talk about what she's watching, the new NCIS, the new Matlock. Kathy Bates is brilliant. We'll talk with Lisa about that. We'll read some of your texts. We got all kinds of stuff going on here tonight at Nightlight. You're not going to want to miss it. It's Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. I was tired of fighting fate, time to douse those flames. I learned that first love, fire is only G-desire. And my heart shivers and I'm shaking off this rust. Songs out the clouds are breaking up. Took some time but I realized I...
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
You're listening to 96.9 WBZH, Hayward's home for Matt and Air on Air, weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m.
For WBZH and WHSM News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is reminding residents traveling along roadways, waterways, and recreational trails this fall to remember the move-over law. According to a press release, DNR wardens patrol a wide variety of terrain, and the move-over law is meant to prevent possible collisions with stopped emergency vehicles or workers. The DNR is also reminding residents that state law requires them to slow down when approaching a stopped ATV or UTV on trails, as well as near patrol boats with their blue lights or siren on. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is reminding residents that the elk and pheasant hunting seasons will officially open on Saturday. According to a press release, 13 hunters were randomly selected from a pool of over 26,000 applicants to participate in this year's elk hunting season. The pheasant season will run through January 4th, and hunters will have a limit of one rooster per day this weekend and two roosters per day beginning on Monday. More information on the hunting seasons and regulations are available on the DNR website. With new state legislative districts set to go into effect for the 2026 election, Wisconsin State Senator Romaine Quinn has announced he will seek re-election in the newly drawn 23rd State Senate District. State Senator Quinn currently represents the 25th State Senate District, covering the counties in the more northern parts of western Wisconsin like Ashland, Burnett, and Sawyer counties. The new 23rd State Senate District is located a little further to the south, including Rusk, Price, and Barron counties, as well as parts of Chippewa and Dunn counties. Barron County residents are being invited to the second annual Patriot Palooza in Rice Lake this weekend to support area veterans. The event will take place on Saturday from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Moose Lodge in Rice Lake. Point of Renewal Integrated Health and Lake Roots Company will host the community fundraiser, which will feature things like a raffle, a silent auction, and a bake sale. All of the proceeds raised at the event will go towards supporting area veterans, and any veterans that attend the event will also get to eat for free. For WBZH and WHSM News, I'm James Kelly.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The TV show Bosch has been off the air for a few years now. The show about an L.A. homicide detective played by Titus Welliver, who is not afraid to bend the rules, was followed by three seasons of Bosch Legacy. Earlier this year, there was another spinoff called Ballard that starred Maggie Q, and rumor has it there is a spinoff in the works for Jamie Hector, who played Bosch's partner on the original show, Jerry Edgar. The Bosch extended family is about to give birth again with a prequel series called Bosch Start of Watch. The show is in development with actor Cameron Monaghan in place as the younger Harry Bosch. Like its predecessors, the show will be set in Los Angeles, but in the year 1991, and focus on Bosch's character as an LAPD rookie. The show is currently in development at MGM+. The Bosch franchise is based on crime novels by Michael Connelly. Fun universe. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to 96.9 WBZH, Hayward's home to the Todd Allball Show, weekday afternoons from 2 to 4.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear and a low in the mid-40s tonight. Increasing clouds and breezy tomorrow, a high in the low 60s. Maybe a shower as we look into tomorrow night, then we'll look for sunshine to return on Sunday, breezy and a high in the mid-50s. Currently, it's 66.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Maybe what's happening at the school board needs to be disrupted.
Jim Santel and Joan Esposito, the Wisconsin teacher losing their job because of a social media post. The teacher's tweet disrupted the district's operations.
Judge says that overcomes the right of the teacher to speak publicly.
What if this were 60 years ago and she were putting up a post about desegregating the school?
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Ahoo, this is Robert Pilot of Native Roots Radio. On our show, we share stories from Turtle Island highlighting the people and issues shaping our communities. From protecting water to treaty rights and preserving languages and traditions, we cover it all. Hear voices like Arvina Martin of Emerge Wisconsin, Dr. Stately, Robert Lilligren, and more. Because Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Native Roots Radio, weeknights at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station.
Pat Kreitlow.
On Monday, author Laura Bird will tell us about not one, but two upcoming book festivals around Wisconsin, what they're about, and why you might like to check one out.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9.
Welcome back. This is Nightlight. I am Pete Schwabe. You've got the Civic Media Radio Network. Conrad riding shotgun tonight, and it is a bar band Friday night. Terry Barr will be here at 7:35. I just heard that Man of Action song. Did you listen to the music?
No.
Awesome tune. So excited to talk to Terry about, and I'm halfway through the other song too, but Man of Action, just an amazing song. So Terry will be here at 7:35. We'll discuss, but right now, it is time for us to move to our other total girl power kick-ass guest who joins us. She is the host of New Wisco Weekend here on WGBW and the Civic Media Radio Network, and she also is the Northeast Wisconsin News Bureau Chief at Civic Media, and she joins us now here. She's also, I'm proud to call her a pal, Miss Lisa Hale. Hi.
Hello there. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm staying out of trouble as best I can.
I'm sure that's tough for you, so I tip my hat to you, Lise. I know you're a rabble rouser, and you're not afraid to mix things up.
I am such a rabble rouser. It's not even funny. I mean, I'm in trouble every weekend.
But that's a good thing for a journalist, right?
No.
No. So I want to ask you first, mm-hmm. before we jump into some color television talk, do you have a band that you feel is overrated or a musician?
Overrated.
Yeah. Like you don't understand their fame.
You know,
you could think
I'm going to say one that's kind of going to be,
I love it.
Controversial.
Well, you are a rabble rouser. We've just established that. So
I am. And
be fearless.
And may he RIP, but I never really understood the Jimmy Buffett thing.
Okay.
I don't get me wrong. I like the songs, Cheeseburger in Paradise and all that, but the huge, you know, almost like Grateful Dead following he has. I just never understood it. But
interesting.
Everybody has their own musical taste. So I was almost cliche and almost said Nickelback, but that would have been too easy.
A lot of people say that. I don't know their music. I got to give them a listen because I've heard that before too. But
actually, they're not that bad. It's just they're a typical 3-chord band. So, you know.
But Jimmy Buffett, you know, he's not like, I'm sure he's a better guitarist than he showcases, but like his songs are pretty, like if I can play them on the guitar, they're not difficult songs, you know, but his lyrics, I think I blow out my flip flop. I love, you know, like, but
stepped
I get it.
Stepped on a pop top.
Stepped on a pop top, you know, living on sponge cake. Come on, you know, I said Hall & Oates. Conrad said, who did you say, Con?
Taylor Swift.
He said Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift, yeah.
Yeah. Let me say this about that.
Okay.
Number one, Hall & Oates. Come on, we are talking about blue-eyed soul to the teeth. There, Daryl Hall has a voice that can't be beat, and John Oates does a great job when it comes to arranging the harmonies. So I will say that about them. Taylor Swift, come on, you got to give her props. She was from the time she was a child to now in her mid-30s, she has made music her business. So.
She's great. Yeah, and again, I don't even know. I know Shake It Off. That's the only song. Like, I'm not, like, I'm sure I've heard her songs, but I just think she's a tiger. You know, I love how she reclaimed all of her music, and she's, I think, donates to good causes and all that kind of stuff. I will say, Hall & Oates, I do like the song She's Gone. That's a great tune about breaking up. They have good songs. I just feel like I'd never go see them in concert, you know? I don't know.
I don't think you're going to have that problem.
Right.
Because they don't tour together.
Correct. I can go see Oates.
You could see Oates.
Yeah.
But yeah.
All right. All right. So I've been excited to have you on because you were here a couple months ago. We talked about Dexter. I was in the throes of the show.
Right.
I was really into it. I was only on season 3. You told me about season 4 with John Lithgow, the Trinity Killer. And
the best season.
I Lisa, that might be one of the best seasons of TV. I did not see the end coming. And I was like, and even without that end, I thought this was a really good season. And then it just blew my mind what happened. So, yeah, you were right about that. I totally. Now, the next season, season five, started very slow for me because they were dealing with all that. And I was just ready to move past it. But that season got really good. And then, you know, without going into detail in every single season, how do you feel about the show and the way the original Dexter wrapped up?
The way the original Dexter wrapped up was kind of like anticlimactic. Mm. You know what I mean? And spoiler alert for anybody who's never watched the original series, I'm about to give a major spoiler.
They've had enough time.
Yeah. When he left on the boat, I honestly thought, okay, that's it. He and Deborah both will be in the water, and that's the way it should end. I thought he should have either died then or.
Right.
But then again, you know, when they showed him in the lumberjack camp and just dead-eyed at the end, it made sense, but it just felt anticlimactic that he's starting a new life. So I did not really love the ending.
Yeah.
But it was what it was. And then we get New Blood some, you know, 8 years later. And New Blood was, did you watch New Blood?
I did. We'll get to that. But I want, like, again, there's going to be a spoiler here, folks. If you plan on watching Dexter, I am about to spoil something. So I'll just keep talking here for a couple of seconds if you want to turn your radio off. But I really liked the character Deb. And I was kind of like, I was sad to see her go at the end. I kept expecting her to wake up because she was so crazy too. And that wouldn't have surprised me either, just for the romantic in me that wanted a good ending. But the fact that they did what they did shows fearless writing to me. And it was consistent with the rest of the show. So I have no problem with the way the series ended.
The only thing I didn't like was how Dexter himself ended, because I don't think that Dexter Morgan would ever completely ignore the dark passenger and start his life anew somewhere else. I mean, he might start his life anew, but he would not stop with the dark passenger. He cannot. Once you have, and this is serial killer lore and serial killer 101, once they start, they are not going to stop unless they, quote, die or are in jail, period. Or can no longer, because they're no longer physically able to. So I just didn't like, and you know, there's nothing wrong with how the writers did it, because they did have to leave some sort of opening. People love that character so much and almost needed that character, needed somebody who was a dark Avenger who was going to get rid of the evil in the world, even though he himself is evil, you know.
That's what he is. He's a vigilante. He's like Batman. Mm-hmm. And that's why the character is so appealing on some level from a fantasy standpoint. But my guest is Lisa Hale. She is the host of New Wisco Weekend, which you can hear on WGBW this weekend. I contribute. Conrad contributes. Lisa does a great job hosting. She's also the Northeast Wisconsin Bureau Chief at Civic Media. I will say this, Lisa. You're right about the killing thing and the instinct and all that. But I thought after, you know, it was almost believable, too, when you go to next to Dexter New Blood. Is that was that the next iteration?
That was the next one. Yeah.
So when they went to that and he hadn't killed for a while, I was OK with that because I, you know, even a serial killer, it seems like, could be traumatized. He lost his sister. You know, his life has changed. He's not Miami anymore. He's in this cold. I went with that he could just have needed a break. You know?
Yeah, well, I could see needing a break, but I really don't think somebody whose code is so ingrained not to allow the bad people to get away with it. That's why when in New Blood, he doesn't let the bad people get away with it, but he breaks his code in many ways in New Blood, which was a little weird for me, but that's okay.
How do you feel? There was New Blood, Original Sin, Resurrection. I did not watch Original Sin. The first episode came on and they showed, I think, having a baby. And I'm like, I don't want to go back to Dexter in utero or that far back. I just didn't care about his watch them kill animals or whatever these serial killers do. But if you tell me it's great, I'll go back and watch it. But which of the spinoffs were your favorite, and was there one you didn't care for?
I didn't care for New Blood.
Okay.
I mean, it didn't feel like Dexter. He felt like Dexter, like you said, in an emotional or a personality crisis. He's just not himself. Original Sin, I did like. I thought they cast it very, very well. The young man that they cast as Dexter, I thought, did a great, great job. The young lady they cast as Deborah, foul-mouthed even in high school.
Oh, funny. Huh?
So it was great. But Resurrection, I really liked Resurrection.
Same.
It felt like Dexter in season 4. It felt that good.
That's great. Yeah, I agree with you. And there was one season of that, correct? So far.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes. And it did get renewed. Original Sin was renewed, but then they unrenewed it.
Okay.
And now we have, you can tell I keep up with the Dexter stuff now, mind you. But Resurrection was renewed. We're going to get a second season of that. And I'm looking forward to it because the way it ended, when he looks in the camera and goes, "You need me to do this." I was like, "Yes, baby, I do."
Okay. So I'll disagree with you on New Blood. I kind of liked it in terms of, I love Clancy Brown.
Who as an doesn't? Actor.
Yeah. So great. I first saw him in Bad Boys in like 1978. He was a teenage prisoner opposite Sean Penn. Great movie. Anyway, I'm a fan, and he was great, and the guy who played his son was great. And I thought it was believable in the universe because it was just a different setting. I liked that he tried to reset his life, but then Dexter, the Dark Passenger, came back. And so I was okay with that. Resurrection, I agree. And I like that Harrison is part of it too, his son. And that's an interesting dynamic. It's interesting to see Dexter as still as a serial killer and a vigilante, but also as a father.
Right. And I think the Harrison character is going to be that leveler for Dexter.
Yeah.
Whereas Deb was the leveler, or his imaginings of his father was always his. I think now Harrison is going to be the, but you know, does he keep with the code? Does he keep with the code kind of thing? So
it'll be interesting to see. All right. Lisa Hale is here, folks. We're going to talk about, she's watching a couple new shows that I haven't seen yet that are very highly rated. So we'll get Lisa's opinion on the new NCIS spinoff, Tony and Ziva. Am I saying that right? Ziva?
You are saying that right. All right.
And we'll talk a little Matlock with the awesome Kathy Bates.
Kathy Bates. Oh my God.
Come on. She's one of those natural actors. And I get to say I was in a movie with her, even though I didn't have a scene with her. So, but I...
Were you really? Which one?
People don't need to hear that. Relative Strangers. So
really?
Okay. You could Google it during the break if you don't believe me, Lise. I'm just
kidding. Oh, no, I believe you. I believe you. I just...
and we're going to dip our toe into some scary movies. Maybe we'll give Lisa a quick scary movie quiz, too. We'll see how that goes. This is Pete Schwabe and Nightlight. So much more to come. Great to have you with me on this Friday night on the Civic Media Radio Network.
As Wisconsin is cheering on the Brew Crew, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
We want to help you promote your community event for free. Tell us about your nonprofit group or organization's upcoming event, and we'll help you promote it on the Buzz of the North. Email us the information or a copy of the flyer to community@whsm.com. That's community@whsm.com. You can also drop off your flyer at our office on East 3rd Street in Hayward, or mail it to 16880 Highway 63 Hayward 54843. Hometown Radio Refreshed on 96.9 WBZH.
Okay, all signed up. Easy. Now let's run payroll. What the? Hey, girl. I'm you with more gusto. Nice. Who's that? New social media manager. Hired and onboarded with gusto. And spoiler, we're kind of famous now. Wait, we're famous? Oh, well, I'm famous. Payroll, benefits, and HR. Designed and built for small businesses.
Choose a future with gusto.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. The conservative majority of the U.S. Supreme Court appeared to agree October 15th with arguments that the Voting Rights Act Section 2's majority-minority voting districts conflicted with the 14th Amendment's Equal Protection Clause. A decision is expected next year. Chief Justice John Roberts signaled that the court's 2023 Milligan precedent, a very similar case, may not apply to Louisiana versus Calais. Justice Kagan later pointed out that the court rejected several similar arguments by the state of Alabama defending its discrimination. Louisiana argued that the court-mandated majority-minority districts giving minority voters an equal chance to elect the candidate of their choice puts the state in a position to discriminate against other voters. Justices Kavanaugh and Coney Barrett both voiced support for an endpoint to sunset such opportunity districts. The court's Jingles test, used to determine if a group qualifies for such a district, was also questioned by the conservative justices. In her opening argument, the NAACP Legal Defense Fund's Janae Nelson said that should the court strike down Section 2, it would be, quote, a staggering reversal of precedent that would throw maps across the country into chaos. There are 148 VRA majority-minority districts in 28 states, according to Ballotpedia. We've linked a transcript of the arguments at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
The Todd Alba Show.
Paul Jaconi Berry and Sean Hannish back with another great Wisconsin sports film. No Packers, No Life.
Sean came across No Packers, No Life at the Wisconsin Film Festival and said, you got to see it. We got to see if we can do something. This movie is just such a great opportunity to really see the impact of Wisconsin culture halfway around the world in Japan. It is just so magical and joyful. Yeah. So I encourage everybody to come take a look.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local civic media radio station, and on the app, as Wisconsin is cheering on Bucky Badger. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Welcome back. It's almost here, folks. The weekend is almost upon us. Most of you, it's already started. Conrad and I have another hour or so. It is a Bar Band Friday night. Terry Barr will be here at 7:35 tonight with awesome tunes and great conversation, as always. And Dave on the stream, I knew he was doing this. He said, Bruce Springsteen is overrated. Once my favorite, but he got weird. His music is great. His concerts are great. And then he said to mess with Pete. That's what my listeners do, Lise. They mess with me. I think you're muted. Thank you, Dave. Thank you for... I like to be messed with, actually. I'm one of those people. I can take it. I can dish it out, but I can take it. You there, Lise?
I'm here.
Okay. We have a phone call. Oh, okay. Conrad, is this for Lisa?
For both of you.
Okay. Lise, can we take a phone call?
Sure.
All right. Who do we have,
Con? Richard from Waukesha.
Richard from Waukesha. Good evening, sir.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, buddy. How are you?
Pretty good today. I got these oldie groups that I think are overrated. Is that all right?
Sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Dave Clark Five.
Okay.
And Paul Revere and the Raiders.
Oh, yeah. Does Dave Clark...
That goes back in history. That was the British invasion.
I think, is Dave Clark, are they the ones that sing Try to Remember the Times of September?
I'm not sure about that one. I kind of confused the two groups, actually. They did some pretty good songs, but, you know, they were like Kiss. They were all costumed up,
and they
put on a great show. Paul Revere had the high boots and the red coat, you know, like the,
yeah,
you know, like, you know, and they were kind of, different in that way, you know, more stage.
Yeah. I do remember the song Kicks.
Yeah.
That was a big song of theirs, I remember.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know Kicks. Much of their
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, that was
though.
A huge song. That was WOKY all day.
Richard, thank you for the call, buddy. Have a great night.
Have a good night.
You too, pal. Bye. All right. That's great. Lisa Hale is here. She is the host of New Wisco Weekend, which you can hear right here on WGBW this weekend a couple times, right, Lise?
No, on WGBW, it airs at 8 o'clock on Sunday morning.
Okay.
On WISS, which is the Civic Media radio station in Oshkosh and Appleton, it airs at 8 a.m. on Saturday and 11 a.m. on Sunday. And you, of course, can find it at civicmedia.us.
Love it. That's great. And it's such a great show. As I mentioned earlier, I'm a contributor. I do a classic movie pick every week. Con contributes. Terry Barr, Brittany Merlot. It's just a lot of fun and a great show. So definitely check it
and
out.
And I could not, I have to say, I could not do it without Terry. Terry is like my rock. So I appreciate her so much.
Yeah, Terry is the antithesis of someone who mails it in. I mean, with all the stuff she does here, it's really incredible. And she never misses a Friday with us either. She's outstanding. So
I have to say something, Pete.
Yeah.
I did something during the break, and I have to confess.
Oh, dear. Yeah. Dexter style, or?
No. Okay. Well, kind of. A little bit of stalking. I went to your IMDb page.
Oh, okay.
Because I had never been to your IMDb page, and I love your profile pic, dude.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about Frank. It's my Frank Zappa. That was my COVID photo. I had never had a mustache. Ever, just a mustache, and I grew it, and my son grew one with me, and I ended up kind of looking like Frank Zappa or something there.
You do look a little bit like Frank Zappa in that, but yeah, I had to stalk your page for just a second.
Oh, stalk away. My pleasure.
Well, I'm jealous. I don't have an IMDb page, so I'm a little jealous.
Well, it's not too late, Lise.
I don't know. I'm 15 years old, so.
Take some acting classes. It's never too late.
I could take a few classes.
Yeah.
I'm sure. Yeah. But I mean, there's other actresses my age that they'd much prefer to have, I'm sure.
It's all politics, right?
I know, right?
Hey, before we move on to these other shows, I have to ask you, what do you do? Like, you liked all of the Dexter. You've read the books. When that came to an end, and I do this too, it's so hard. It's not hard to find a good show, but it's hard to find a show that you like feel part of and you're immersed in the universe. What did you do, or what do you do when Dexter's done and you got to find something else?
I mourned a little bit.
Sure.
But then, you know, I think Dexter was already over when Hannibal came out. The TV show Hannibal. Do you remember that one?
With
Mads Mikkelsen? And so that filled that need for murder and mayhem that I have.
You just like the killers.
Yeah. I do. I admit that. I am a basic white girl when it comes to that. I love my serial killers. So, you know, that took the place for a little bit. And I look for stuff that has that really good writing, that has that hook and pulls you into the universe. So like From, which I am proud to say I introduced you to.
Yeah.
I told you to watch
You
From.
Did. I watched the first season. Yeah.
Yeah. That's another good one that pulls you in
for
and
sure.
is so out there. So that's what I look for when it comes to series. That and then I go the complete opposite direction in The Great British Bake Off. So, you know.
That's a good, varied library you've got going there. Can we keep you through the news and talk to you about some scary movies?
Sure, sure. I'll stick around.
We've got about a minute left. Kathy Bates, Matlock, how is it?
Oh, God, it is so good.
Yeah.
She is phenomenal, and there's little twists that happen in every single episode, and I just cannot believe the caliber of acting. I've always loved Kathy Bates, but in this, she just is so, so good. And I know she said that this is her last thing that she's going to do, this series.
Oh, really?
And I'm like, yeah. And I'm like, I don't know, man.
Oh, wow.
This might get you an even, you know, bigger career than you already have.
We'll see if those offers keep rolling in, if she can still say no.
Lisa, she is so fantastic.
Lisa's going to stick around through intermission here and be back for a few minutes of Act Two. We're going to give her a quick scary movie quiz because she's been watching scary movies. That'll be fun. They're not too tough. Don't panic, Lisa.
Okay, good. Because,
yeah. We are coming right back, folks, for Hour Two of Nightlight. After this, I'm Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network. Just too good to be true. Can't
take my eyes off. This is the Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM, W245CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packard.
President Trump this afternoon commuting the prison sentence of former New York Congressman George Santos. He pleaded guilty to wire fraud and identity theft. ABC's Mary Bruce.
Now, during his brief political career, Santos was caught lying.
Wisconsin. We've got Mike Clemens, who covers our state's biggest teams on location and does daily updates on all of our civic media stations statewide. Many of our stations have local reporters dedicated to teams in their area, covering their communities dozens or even hundreds of times each year. No matter where you're at in Wisconsin, we are committed to covering sports, especially in the communities that our stations serve. And we put all of our local coverage right here on our stream, so you can go ahead and grab the free Civic Media app so you never miss a game at civicmedia.us/app. You can find the game you're looking for over the air, or you can stay tuned right here on the stream for more news, talk, and conversation. Thank you for listening to Civic Media from all of us here on the sports team.